Who is your favorite child?
That is not okay.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
Okay, stoners, we're back.
We're back.
Number two.
For better or worse.
Yeah, for better or for freaking worse.
Actually, okay. It's definitely for the better.
You think?
I think.
Not for my throat, still.
I'm sorry. Just,
yeah. Every time, she kills me.
Do we need to start each episode off with a cheers? No.
We could.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. To episode number two of Sorry We're Stoned, live from LA.
It's not live. Okay, it's still not live.
Okay, it's kind of live.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. We have to look in the eyes.
That's what I just did.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
That's just creepy.
Europeans get really offended if you don't do that.
What?
Yes. When we were in Italy over the summer, that's like a thing. Like if you cheer somebody and like don't look them in the eye while you're drinking your first, they get offended.
That is crazy.
It's a thing over there. I'm telling you.
It's just a little awkward. It's just a little.
That says something about us as Americans.
I know it really does.
It says a lot.
It
actually.
Really, really does.
Yeah. Well, how's your, how are your resolutions going?
You know what? They're okay.
They're okay. Not sound promising.
You know what? I'm a work in progress, which is absolutely fine.
It is.
But, you know, it's going pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the resolution of the 10,000, 8,000 steps going a little better than the week.
Okay.
But I'm working on it.
All right. That sounds good.
What were yours?
Mine was to manifest more. I do feel like I'm getting better at that and incorporating that into my life. But I also feel, really stupid thing to say, because like, duh. But like, it's easier to manifest things that you actually believe can come true, you know?
True.
It's like having the guts to manifest the stuff that might disappoint you if it doesn't happen. That's harder.
Yeah.
So like with DJing, I'm like, yes, I want to play F1. Done. Yes, I want to play successful. Cool. But like manifesting like a hot, rich man for me.
I was going to put it more like love.
Oh, like that's a little more intimidating because
yeah,
I'm like,
agree.
Is that going to disappoint me? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You were going to say love and I said hot, rich man.
I mean, it is insane.
Like these things are important.
No. You know what? I just saw Dom for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here's the Dom segment for y'all.
When I met him, like I just walked in and looked him in the eye. And actually touched his arm.
Oh, God.
And it was like love at first sight for both. I believe in love at first sight. I just knew.
Huh.
And he knew.
Huh.
And you know what? I always say my mom met my dad. My mother met my dad on a Monday and got married on a Friday at a gas station by a justice of the peace. And they were married until for over 30 years until he passed away. And my mom never went on another date. She kept her wedding ring on and she was only 53.
True.
She was younger than me.
I know.
And it was just true love.
That was a different time, I will say.
It was, but I just think it happens.
It can happen.
It can happen.
Yeah.
And I honestly think, and I'm just trying to be your cheerleader, that it's actually better to really fall in love later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you're not dealing with kids and
right.
Usually you're pretty much
But you more... might be dealing with someone else's kids at this point.
That's
the only
true.
Thing.
Well, but at least you don't have to give birth, which is what you don't want to do.
Less up.
And then also I just feel like you're so much more mature. And then you don't have
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. We're getting deep right off the bat here. I think it's much better to find a life partner when you're older because of everything you're saying. I think like you know more of what you want, what you don't, who you are, blah, 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 blah. Like all of that's great. I do think it's harder to fall in love as you get older because you get more and more jaded. There's something about falling in love when you're young that is just so pure and innocent. And like, I think it allows you to like fall in love deeper and stronger because you haven't been burned by so many things. As you get older, you just get more jaded about that part of it.
I think you are jaded until you meet the one.
You don't know.
I swear. Okay. Well, that was mine.
I just think love is different as you get older.
I do too.
Like it's never going to be that like teenage bop love. Like that's so great at the time. But, you know,
Dr. Amen says that it gives off the same like
chemicals in your brain as doing cocaine.
What does?
When you fall in love. But when you fall in love, the dopamine hit you get for like, I think like 3 or 4 months, you have a dopamine hit exactly as if you were doing cocaine.
And then it all wears off. And it,
well, which he says is a great thing. So when I first started seeing Dom, I hope Eamon, even though he hates me smoking, like really listens to our podcast.
I don't think he does.
But maybe. Because I talk every week about how much he has helped me.
You do.
And the one thing he said is when I first met Dom, you know, I was all in from day one. And he would tell me, he was like, that's great. But just remember, you're doing cocaine right now. Like, you basically are like,
it's true.
That's what your brain is doing.
It's so crazy.
And he was like, so yeah, you're feeling so high. He said, but you have to keep your eyes open. You have to listen to everything. You have to be aware. Because right now, you're in the stage of, and I didn't ever really think about that before, but like, you're in that stage of really getting to know who they are.
Yeah.
And that's when he also says, and so when they show you who they are, believe them. And Dom just showed me he was the greatest. And I did believe him. And you know what?
It's really a shame Dom doesn't listen to the podcast, because all you do is freaking rave about him.
Because he's perfect. Except he does still wear the shoes in the house. But you know what?
She showed me the chair he sits in. It's disgusting. It's dirty. It's filthy.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
So, yes, but you know what? He really tries.
He's the sweetest.
He is the best.
I know.
And so, anyway, I'm just going to give credit where credit's due.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, since you're on a positive note, do you have a positive mantra for us this week?
I'm going to do one of my Amens.
Okay, great. Okay. Steal the mantra from Amen. Love
gonna
it. Say-
I'm stealing all the mantras.
It's fine.
Let me try. Okay. I have so many. But this is
so many. I can't think of any.
No, this is, I was trying to think, it's not as much of a mantra as one of the things that like he really like drilled into my brain. And I guess it is a mantra, is when you have what he calls ants. So if you really start practicing this, you'll immediately go, oh, this is the ants. And ants is automatic negative thoughts. And when you start to have automatic negative thoughts about the situation you have to like change that, and you have to stop the ants. And so you have to like switch things around. Like when you're thinking, oh, I don't know, like if the DJ thing's going to be good or not, it's like, why would you think that way? Why would it not be? The DJ thing's going to be great. And I've been working so hard. Of course, things are going to come my way. That you just have to stop the ants and change the way you're viewing what your brain is saying. And he said, don't believe everything your brain tells you.
That's good.
Don't believe everything you think. Everything you think is not real. So those are my mantras.
Love that.
I actually love that.
Get it.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. I'm a different person. I literally didn't have any of these tools. And it is changing my freaking
You're
life.
You're also stoned.
Yeah, I am stoned. What's that got to do with it?
Oh, I think everything. Oh. But that's what the show is.
That's what I love about weed.
That's the show.
Yep. Yeah. I'm not sorry, really. I'm actually freaking alive.
Sorry, not sorry. We're stoned.
Exactly.
That's good. That should be it.
Okay. What else you got for me?
Well, I wanted to introduce yet another new segment, if you're down. Because this one's all about you.
Okay.
I thought joint investigations could be a good topic because you're so obsessed with like true crime and all the podcasts you listen to on your hot girl walks. So I thought we could do joint investigations every now and then, and you tell us like what true crime stories you're loving.
You don't even know what I've been listening to.
So many?
Why am I drinking alone? No, that's no fun.
Literally, promoters in the club think I'm nuts. I show up with coffee. Most people are like going with like 3 or 4 shots of tequila deep, and I am 4 shots of espresso deep.
Okay.
It's my drink of choice.
Hold on.
I don't know what to say.
My water's having issues.
I'll start drinking when we play Truth or Tope.
Okay, what are we doing? I forgot.
We're doing joint investigation.
Oh, okay. So one of my resolutions was the 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day. So literally during my walks, my favorite thing to do, it is like, I love my walks now. And it's another thing that I have learned over the last couple of years that it is really good just to have some time for just yourself. And like, you're not answering any questions or like answering calls or any of the things. I take that hour because it takes me like 45 minutes to do my walk and listen to podcasts. And I look forward to it so much that I just listened to, first of all, did you know that Keith Morrison is?
Yeah.
He was Matthew Perry's stepfather.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not know that until recently, which I just have to say, the Matthew Perry thing, it hit me hard because I spent the last actually like year and a half during every workout Tashi and I do, which is usually 3 times a week. Every week we would watch an episode of Friends. Mm-hmm. And so we started at the very beginning and literally ended the last season about 3 weeks before he passed away. Mm-hmm. So like when I saw that news, like I literally for like a couple weeks truly felt like I lost somebody in my family.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I've really never felt like that. The like, it really felt like I lost one of my friends.
So crazy.
Because I had just watched it so much. But anyway, sad. Not
so sad.
Yeah.
But wait, I
knew you were going to do this.
I forgot what we're talking
about. I don't even know what you were talking about. Like,
yeah, podcast. Okay. Like, but
so anyway, Keith Morrison.
What we're talking about.
Yeah. We're going back to Keith now. So anyway, it's a Keith Morrison and it's called Seduction. And it is about this young kid who is in like a senior in high school, and he and his teacher, his teacher like started sleeping with her student, this boy. And so she's married. She has 2 kids of her own before she got married to this man, and he has 2 kids, but now the two of them are married and they're empty nesters. And like, she has a great husband. Like they have money, they have land, they're good. Mm-hmm. And supposedly just the best guy ever. So she starts having an affair with her student who she grooms and literally dates for quite some time and then convinces him to kill her husband.
No.
Oh yeah. So what she does, which this is the craziest part to me.
And this is true.
This is absolutely true. And what she does is she tells her husband that there was this huge altercation at school and kids were getting violent and somebody like pushed her, tried to hurt her. And this boy came to her rescue and like saved her from like some violence at school, and that he's a troubled kid and he doesn't really have a home. He mostly like, could he come live with them? Mm-hmm. She moves her boyfriend in with her and her husband. Yeah. And so for like the longest time he's there. And he starts to like really like the husband. That husband becomes like a mentor father figure to him. Mm-hmm. But this woman like manipulates him in a way is like, you're not a man. I can't even be with you because if you don't do this, you're not a man. Oh. You can't be this. You can't, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
And he ends up killing this man. And the way he gets rid of the body is absolutely psycho. But there are so many twists and turns. Like you just have to watch it. Like, he ends up like, he's still...
No, this was a podcast.
It is a podcast.
It's a video?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Oops, listen. But literally, I don't understand. Like, as I'm listening to this, and even like in the last episode, after he's been caught, she, in the meantime, has tried to kill him. After she gets the husband killed, she tries to kill him. And he's still in love with her. And I'm just like...
People be crazy.
Holy crap. Like, how does somebody get to that point where they actually kill, like, how?
I don't know.
And this kid's life is ruined forever. It's so freaking sad.
But a great pod listen.
And then he also says that he still has hopes that they can be together. It is so nuts.
That is so crazy.
Anyway, so it's called Seduction.
Seduction.
And you should absolutely listen to it because...
Sounds like they're going to make it a show.
I'm trying to.
I was going
to
say, should you make a show?
And it's with my company.
Oh, it is.
It's with NBC. Yeah, it's an NBCU.
Got it.
So anyway, it is freaking awesome.
Okay.
And it is just like, it just, the whole time my mind was blown that this actually happened.
I know.
It is wild.
That scares me.
And she was just dangling, like he was just a little puppet in her palm of her hand. It was so sad.
Yeesh.
But anyway, great.
Great wreck.
I have one Love more. That.
Well, should you save one more for the next one?
I guess.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
I think one an episode.
Okay.
Okay, great.
But yeah, so Seduction.
Okay.
Everybody should listen because it is so good.
Love. Yeah, love.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal, yes, which is. Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
This is amazing. So tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it just shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
I'm ready to play Truth or Drag.
Get it.
Okay, but stoners, we might need to change the name of the segment because Tizzle called it Truth or Toke accidentally, but that's funny.
I think Truth or Toke.
Truth or Toke.
Let's do that.
I think it's hilarious.
Okay, it's Truth or Toke
change.
Now.
Yes. I got my drink. I got my water.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, great.
You got your questions for
me? Oh, no, not yet.
I'm ready, but I don't have my questions. Did I go first last time?
Yes, you did.
So I think you should go first this time. Maybe. Hopefully my first question's good.
Is it? Who's coming up with these?
Your glasses match your cardigan very nicely.
Do they?
Yeah.
I love these glasses. I have a feeling you're going to drag.
You
or
do?
Toe. And or drink. Who do you currently have a crush on?
Oh.
Real. And it can be like
real.
It can be celebrity, but it has to be like you really think you could date them.
I feel like I can date anybody I want to date.
Get your line.
Wait, who was I trying to slide in the DMs recently?
Worked for your mother.
I literally cannot. I cannot. I feel like I always have multiple crushes at once. Like it's rare that it's just one on the roster. But I'll tell you maybe I'll slide in the DMs today. I said I was going to do it and then I chickened out, but maybe I'll just do it.
Can
for
we
the,
just do it now?
Maybe I'll just do it for the stoners. you aren't going to know who he is, but he's a country singer. His name's Nope. You have no idea who he is. I need to get in line because everybody has a crush on him right now.
Why do you do this?
I don't know. But it's not, he is cute and that's fine and all. But I like, he's very outdoorsy. He like lives on a farm.
How old is he?
He's my age. Age appropriate is a big deal. Like it's hard to find, unfortunately.
That's true.
Age appropriate, lives on a farm, very outdoorsy. Love that.
I do love that for you.
Happens to be cute. Happens to work in the industry. Like those are just perks at this point.
Yes,
so maybe I'll sign in. I think here's the thing. The perk for it to me is somebody that gets it when I'm like, I gotta go and maybe I can't answer your text at every freaking waking moment when I'm on my trip. Like somebody that understands like, hey, she's probably on stage or hey, she's probably at sound check or hey, she's probably on a flight or like whatever. Instead
That's
of like
true.
Somebody that is so mad that I'm not answering their text right away or like if I'm unavailable for 3 hours, someone that wonders what I'm doing or who I'm with, like, no, she's probably just like at the show or, you know, like, right. I don't know. I need somebody that gets that. I think
I get that.
That's the thing.
Okay.
That's the only reason I think that. It's not that I don't want to date somebody famous. That's not like, I'm not dying to do that. I've seen how that definitely backfires in a lot of ways too. But I think when two people have that mutual respect for each other because they both get it, it can work.
Yeah.
And I do have a lot of friends that are in relationships with other people in the industry and it does work when you can both like respect each other, what each other's doing. So I don't know. That was my only thought with that. So yeah, that's the one, I guess.
Okay, ask me, Mom.
Oh, I'm scared. Who is your favorite child?
That is not okay. I do not have a favorite.
You're insane.
You know what? This is okay. So actually, Dom's ex, Beck, who I've talked about before, we have a great relationship. I love her. She's a friend. And one time we were talking about this, like that, like kids usually do all like I can't imagine. I cannot tell you how many times Molly's gone. Just say it once. I'm your favorite. Just say it. And Noah always goes, I know I'm your favorite. Mom, just say it. I'm your favorite. Like, the two of them have constantly done that. And then Brandy's always like, we know who your favorite is. You. And it is just so funny. And I said to Beck, I was like, do you have it? Is there a favorite? Like, do you have a favorite? And she was like, honestly, now it's kind of like you have a different favorite at different times.
Yeah.
And for different scenarios. She was like, because half the time, like one of my daughters hates me and isn't talking to me, so the other one's my favorite. And then when, you know what I mean?
Totally.
And which is kind of true.
Yeah.
Because you love all your kids the same.
But I'm the best.
But there are like different scenarios and different little periods where each of them are a favorite.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a great answer.
It's not the answer I wanted, but I'll take it.
Oh, my turn. Okay. These are good questions.
My shoes are squeaky.
Oh, I lost them.
I hate this
question. Oh.
Okay. Because it is like my worst nightmare.
Have to answer it? Have to answer it?
No.
What's the weirdest place you've ever had to go to the bathroom? Oh, yeah. That does terrify you.
Oh, yeah. I hate to have to
vomit. The weirdest place? The weirdest place. Where were we? Were we in Belize? Okay, yeah. So like, this is probably the weird. I mean, it's like, I've done this I feel like I've had this scenario a few different times in my life where I've been in a very similar situation.
Yeah.
But last year, me and the girls, we like to go on a trip. Usually over the winter when it's freezing here, we go somewhere warm. So last year we went to Belize and it was me, Kirsten, Marta, and Val. And we stayed on the coast for a few days and then we had to get in the car and drive like 3 hours, four hours through the jungle. So on this little road trip, there's nowhere to stop in between, like nowhere. And we had to pee. And so he was like, it's not safe to go in anywhere. So like, if you want to, like the driver was like, and Kirsten was like, well, I'll pee on the side of the road. So we pulled over and Kirsten really will. She will drop it and she can pee anywhere. It's actually insane. When we go on hikes, she has no problem just whipping her leggings down and just peeing in the woods, like no issues.
Never.
And I had to pee so bad. But then so I finally like hyped myself up. And after she did it, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. and I pull my pants in and I squat and I can't go. And it's like, I just get stage fright and I'm just sitting there with my bare ass out on the road in the Belize trying to pee. And it just won't come out. And then it finally does. And then I panic I panic if someone's watching me and it's just terrible. I know, it's so scary. We're like on the side of the road.
And I'm always thinking there's paparazzi.
Well, I'm thinking too, like, what if someone tries to rob us or wherever you're trying to pee? Like,
yeah, not good.
It was insane, but that's the weirdest. I've never had to do that outdoors, thank God. I know, because that would be very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get off that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good story.
Okay, your turn.
Give one more. That was funny, though.
They should absolutely, like, I need to be, John Deere needs to step it up and give me
a sponsorship. Oh my God. You want a tractor?
Yeah.
You want
fur. For my freaking 92 acres in Thompson Station.
Okay.
What's the question?
Okay.
I know the answer is yes.
You do?
Have you ever lied to me to get out of trouble?
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
Know about a few of them.
Which one do you know about?
When you and Molly smoke out of the house.
Smoke.
For the Jonas Brothers?
For the Jonas Brothers. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we did things like that.
I would not be happy about that. And you would be in so much trouble because she was so much younger.
I know. But it was so fun.
I know. She loved it.
Loved it. I feel like we told the story before. But we can tell it, I guess. How did you find out we snuck out?
I don't remember.
What do you mean?
I just can't remember.
Where were we? In the Woodbridge? Not Woodbridge. The Toluca Lake?
All the way in La Cañada House?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because the first time we snuck out.
The first time
we snuck out, I think, was to go to Rocky Cola.
We
definitely met them at Rocky Cola one of the times we snuck out. Okay,
Rocky Cola makes me laugh because it is like a 50s diner.
Yeah, but it was, we got like milkshakes. It was so fun.
That's cute.
It was cute. Yeah.
Didn't they have a song called Milkshakes?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, that was the first time. I think we did that a lot.
Just with them?
We probably did it later on.
The thing, okay, I cannot even believe. I think I've always had my head in the clouds because
you have.
Trace told me that he would have girls sneaking in and out of his bedroom window.
For sure.
And that they were smoking weed and everything, and I never smelled it. And that Brazen is scarred because he said Brazen saw so much crap he should never
see.
And like Trace said, I would scream at him like, yeah, like, and then Brazen would say no. And if you make me leave, I'm going to tell.
Oh my God. Yeah, siblings really do a number on each other.
I mean, Trace says it was nuts.
That is too good.
And I did not know any of this was happening.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, yeah. Y'all turned out great.
Makes for great stories.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a similar question, actually. What's a lie you've told in your past?
A lie I've told in my past?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
Nothing I can tell.
That's what I was thinking. Nothing with my thoughts, Zach. That's why I was thinking maybe you might want to token up.
I'm going to on that one.
Because I could think of some things you don't want to say.
Yeah. I was going through menopause. It's okay.
My God.
I wondered why I was so out of control during that time.
You were out of control.
And God, it was so much fun.
You scare me. I will just never forget.
I want to do it again.
I will never forget the day you pulled up in the Mercedes convertible.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Black 500 SL.
It was ridiculous. Sick. Extensions down to her butt.
Oh, my God. I look so good. I mean, my black extensions and that black convertible.
It was insane.
Blonde as can be.
What a time. I thought the 80s were the days.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, Stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the Stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
They are really
good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
Well, I definitely want to move on and get to some DRMTs because I feel like you got on too many soapboxes last episode.
I did.
And I want to get to the Stoners questions.
Let's do it.
What you got? You here. Love a video submission.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. Love the podcast. What I would love some advice on is, Tish, have you recently got married? I am after some advice for how to start planning my wedding. I recently got engaged, very exciting, but I have no idea what to do next. So please let me know any tips you think I should do. Anything I should, you know, go more on, like should I go more on flowers or should I scale back, or should I just apply everything into the booze budget? I have no idea. Anyway, please let me know. I'd really appreciate your help. Sorry I'm not stoned. See you later.
She's cute.
I'm obsessed with her.
Well, congrats on your engagement.
No, wait, what's the last thing she said, or should I put it what?
All into the booze pile or whatever. Like, yeah. Spend money on the alcohol. I say yes to that.
Okay. So I think for the very first thing, you have to decide where you're getting married.
Yeah.
And like, it was great. Like, I didn't have to pay for a place because I got married in Molly's yard in Malibu. And it was so stunning and it was so great because I think venues are one of the pricier things that you have to pay for a wedding.
Definitely.
And so I was really blessed that we didn't have to do that. But I think that's the one thing is finding out where you're going to get married and how much that's going to cost, because that can eat up a lot of your budget. And as far as flowers, I just think overdone flowers, it is just too much. It makes it feel too formal. Like, my number one thing for my wedding was like, I do not want like arrangements.
Yeah.
Like, I just want simple, like almost like wildflowers, very few in a vase. It just feels honestly funeral-y to me when you do these big arrangements. It's all, I've never liked that. It just feels more gaudy. But anyway,
For me personally, I didn't spend a lot of my flowers just because, again, I didn't do arrangements. I did very small amounts of wildflowers, and it was so beautiful. And I mean, truly, I think booze is definitely something you spend the money on, because even though like I wasn't drinking at like, because I smoke, which is my drinking, people had so much fun.
Oh yeah.
And even before the wedding, I guess most people do that where there's like
a little cocktail hour
before, and everybody was drinking champagne. And I thought it was so great because it actually made me feel less nervous, because I'm like, oh great, everybody is slightly drinking.
Exactly.
Before. And I think it just makes it more intimate and people less awkward.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know, and then after, it turned into just a massive dance party because people were drinking and having so much fun.
Yeah. I have attended quite a few weddings in the past few years. And let me tell you what, the weddings where there's an open bar are way more fun. And everybody enjoys it way more. And the weddings I've been to that do not have alcohol, not fun.
I bet.
Not fun. And there was one that I went to where it was like wine and beer only or something. That ain't enough.
We started to do that.
It's not enough. And everybody kept going back and forth to the parking lot to take shots out of their car.
You don't want
everyone in the parking lot at your wedding.
I kind of understand because liquor is so expensive.
It is.
But
I say skip the meal and provide the liquor.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're having like a 4 o'clock wedding, you can do that. But I do think if you're having, I mean, I had my wedding later. It was like 7 p.m.
Yeah,
because we wanted it to be at sunset and it was in August. So the sunset very late. And so my wedding was at 7.
Most weddings are late.
They are, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And honestly, I loved it. I thought it was actually the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reception went from like 8 to 11, and it was the perfect amount of time. But I will say, like, just everybody, like everybody that hit me up after was like, it was the most fun wedding I've ever been to. And I think it's because we did it, you know, like we kept it a little bit shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was kind of a small wedding.
It was.
Sometimes I think those are more fun.
Yeah, I do too. It was really just fun. And so I do think the alcohol and maybe a DJ, if you can. But I do understand like the liquor part of it is very expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're...
Yeah.
She's cute. All right. This next one's just a good old audio message.
Hi, Tish. Hi, Brandy. Love the pod. So my question is, what advice do you have for someone struggling to connect with their sibling's significant other? So in this situation, me and my sibling's significant other, we're really different and don't have a lot in common. And I feel uncomfortable trying to get to know them, because when I try to connect, like in conversation and stuff, I'm met with this like standoffish energy. And the reason I'm asking really is because I know it's important to my sibling that their partner and I are friendly and have like a good relationship. And I would say me and this person are definitely cordial, but I wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable hanging out with them like one-on-one. And I'm thinking that, you know, if I can find a way to connect with this person, then maybe, you know, family gatherings and like spending time with my sibling and our partners together, you know, would be more fun. And I don't know, I'm just struggling to figure out how to do that. So if you can help. And sorry, I was stoned.
That's funny. That's a good question. I feel like that's something probably a lot of people deal with.
Totally.
I know that, like, you know, with my siblings, like, I've definitely struggled getting, like, feeling like I have anything in common with, especially, like, my brothers, like, their girlfriends in the past. It's just, especially with the big age gap, I feel like, with me and Brazen, I don't know, like, what the age gap is there, but, like, some of Brazen's girlfriends in the past, it's just hard. Yeah. It's like, what do you have that's in common or whatnot?
Totally.
So that's definitely a struggle. I mean, I feel like there's really only so much you can do. It sounds like you're making an effort, and making an effort is kind of like the big thing, right? It's like you're trying to find things in common, and you can keep doing that. But at the end of the day, like it might just not be a situation where you're ever going to feel like you want to hang out with them alone. And I think that's okay.
Absolutely.
I would be curious. She said that she had a partner, because she was like, if the four of us could hang out.
I'm curious.
Yeah. Like, does your partner get along with theirs?
Yes.
And like, does that help the dynamic at all when there's four of you?
Mm-hmm.
And if that does help, maybe like you keep it to couples hangs, you know, and that should maybe be enough. But it is like a really hard thing.
It is. But I also like think it's okay to like, of course, like not hang out with them one. I mean, I think like for your sister, I mean, yes, it's great for everybody to get along, but I definitely don't think that they need to be your best friend either. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's an awkward fit, it's an awkward fit.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I think that can be almost like worse.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't really have any great advice for this. I'm trying to think, like, I feel like I would just put myself in situations with them where, like, maybe if you and your partner invite them over one night, like, you guys, like, have a drink and play some games.
Yes.
Drink and, like, something to break the ice a little
Absolutely.
Bit. Like, if you guys have, like, a game, like, a Uno night or something.
Yep.
Where everyone just kind of, like, loosens up a little bit instead of feeling all this pressure to, like, have these conversations where you find things to talk about. Like, that's what's so hard. So if you can make the atmosphere a little bit lighter and like
and smoke some weed.
Maybe smoke some weed. Yeah, I feel like that would probably be the play there. So
agreed.
Liam, that was a tiny bit helpful. Okay. So this DMT is actually from somebody that's already called in. This is a follow-up, which we love. This is from Tess. Tess says, hi, Tish and Brandy. It's Tess following up from California. I called about moving into my fixer-upper, and I really need advice on how to update the bathroom. I wanted to follow up with some photos. I'm sure we asked for that.
I remember that.
She said, the sinks are separated from the other bathroom utilities. I like boho chic, and I'd like to brighten up the space as much as I can. We're going to get new flooring and paint, and would love tips on that as well. Help me, Mama T. I'm feeling very overwhelmed. Love you both.
So we get a new flooring, paint.
So yeah, she said new flooring and paint. Would love tips on that. And she likes boho chic, and she wants to brighten it up.
What?
So let's take a look. It does kind of all seem separate. So there's four. So I'm going to let you scroll through.
Okay. Oh, I feel like this is laid out very much like Mammy's condo.
Totally.
Right?
Yep.
I'm trying to think what I did to Mom's.
Well, we just did little things, like changed out the hardware and stuff.
Yeah. But so it's that dark, not dark. It's like the gray wood.
Yeah, it looks like the floor's already been changed or no. I don't hate the floor.
Okay, I hate the floor. I think the floor is the whole issue.
The gray floor?
It's just, I feel like it's so cold. That's why she's saying she wants to warm it up.
I can see that.
But I mean, if she could do a tile, and okay, I've been seeing so many amazing things. I say this all the time, to actually redo floors and tile that is so cheap and so easy. It is absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I could also see in there, I'm just really going back to loving like a cement tile floor that has a little bit of pattern.
Yeah.
And
that's boho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very boho.
Mm-hmm.
I'm boho chic too.
I'm
California boho chic. Anyway, I just feel like that floor immediately gives you that vibe.
I agree.
You know, and I think the floor would change every single thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I would just keep the cabinets white.
Yeah.
Change the hardware. It actually needs hardware.
Yeah, I wonder if she is willing to replace the countertop, because that's definitely dated.
Okay, so the thing I was going to say about the countertop, I really do. There are so many peel and stick options now that you could cover it in a peel and stick, and I think it would look so good.
Yeah.
So like if you can't afford to replace it, I definitely think covering that is going to be like another one of the biggest things that you can do in there.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I was kind of looking at is like the bathtub area.
Yeah.
Definitely needs to be updated some. But it's interesting, like there's a separate shower. I wonder if you could do something over the tile there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, what do you think? Like paint it?
I think you could actually just paint.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
and paint the tile and the wall all the same color.
Yeah, that could be really cool.
Really cool.
Replace the hardware if you can, I think would make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
What could she put? Like, the space under the window there is so strange. Mm. Is there anything you could put there on the wall?
No, I don't think without doing a little construction, you know, if you could do an inset for shampoo.
That would be so cool. Yeah, a little shelf.
Yeah.
Could you add a little shelf?
But you know what else would be cute is really, I would think it'd be so cute to hang a few plants.
I was already thinking that.
I love plants in a shower and a bathtub. Uh-huh. I just think it's the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that could add a lot to there and very boho.
Mm-hmm.
And just also give some color to that bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
I think picking the right paint color is going to be key for
me
her.
Me too.
Like picking something that's warm and boho. And
you know, I'm on to card room green. I just can't stop. Card room green in that bathroom would just be so cute with a really pretty tile floor. Yeah. And then like covering that. Because they have like a white marble looking peel and stick.
Yeah, they do.
You could just do that over that counter.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I've talked about before? I still haven't tried it, but everyone's painting their countertops these days.
Everybody.
And they make a marble-looking paint for countertops that's very cheap, but it's a big job to do. But if you're game to do it, it could look really, really cool.
And that's such a small space.
Yeah, so
maybe like a kitchen. Like, it's such a small space.
I feel like with any home project like that, like do-it-yourself, especially with painting, it's more the prep that's so time consuming.
Totally.
Painting, it's no big deal, but it's covering everything and prepping everything. Like, that's so meticulous and like time consuming. But if you're willing to do that, a little paint goes such a long way and totally changes the space. So I think it's worth it.
And if you watch TikTok, you can find all these tricks on painting now that I'm like, holy crap, that is the easiest thing.
Like what?
Like, they have like this thing, it like you hold it, it has a handle and like a blade, and it's actually for like when you put stucco on to smooth it, and they take it and hold it like to make your lawn, like they hold it so you can't touch the ceiling, and it just makes the perfect lawn. I'll find it and put it up. It's so good, and it's like, you don't have to tape at all.
Are you listening?
No, I'm trying to find the next question.
We have another question that came with a visual asset. This one's from Raquel.
Okay.
Hi, Momotician Brandy. I am due to have my first baby in February and I'm beginning to decorate his nursery.
Cute.
I want it to be modern, boho chic vibes, but also very neutral and bright. I love this mobile, the little thing.
Yeah.
I love this mobile and I'm building the room around it. Do you have any tips on cute ways to organize with this theme? Also, any first mama tips, especially when you're trying to navigate all the families? Love you both. So she sent a couple pictures. I will pull up for y'all. Oh, that's so cute. Are they sheeps? Cute.
Sheep, not sheeps. I love it.
It's very cute.
It's so cute. Those colors are so cute.
Yeah, super neutral.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you could work a little like color, like a clay or a terracotta color in.
Okay, so this basically is card room green. And then the other color is just that, like,
we're going to do another thing where like every time you say card room green, everyone takes a hit.
I love that. What are these two colors? Like those two colors with the cream.
Like, yeah, this is like a beigey brown, but I feel like it's got like a hint of terracotta.
It's so pretty.
And I feel like if you wanted just like a little color, I would add in some of that like earthy terracotta.
Yeah.
Card room green.
I mean, those two colors that you picked are some of my favorite like combos.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so pretty.
And the colors and beige are really
pretty.
And
I love the creams with it and whites as well. Like you can just... But I love that color nursery.
Yeah, that's really
actually
pretty.
That was Bear's color.
I feel like I know it's been a while since she had her kid, but Gigi Hadid, right when she, I forget, Kai, is that her kid's name?
I don't know.
Right when she had Kai, she was posting some of the nursery pictures, and I remember seeing a really pretty terracotta paint in her nursery.
I was like,
that's really nice.
That sounds really cute.
Yeah.
Still very neutral.
Very. Yeah. But the green kind of brings like the boy vibes out
a little bit.
You know, I don't know. You know what we haven't done yet?
What?
Since we started the vodcast.
Okay.
Baked goods.
Oh, I'd love to do some baked goods.
I was thinking it would be so nice to be able to show the stoners the baked goods we're talking about.
Do I need to go get them?
You don't have them?
There's one right there.
Also, what are those Tim Tams over there?
Your
munchie moment?
I need a little munchie moment. We need to do TMT's munchie moment.
Calm down.
Great, because I need one.
Oh my God.
Do I not do the Tim Tams?
Yes, you know the Tim Tams.
Okay, great. I'm going to have a Tim Tam and then we'll get to some bacon.
So we'll do a munchie moment and then a baked good moment. Great.
Munchie moment. Have you had Tim?
No one can hear us talking over the sound of forever.
Okay. I had never heard of Tim Tams.
Nuts.
You have?
Yay.
But they're Australian.
I went to Australia like 12 years ago and had a Tim Tam.
They are so freaking good.
Very good.
I am absolutely addicted.
Yummy, yummy. Where do you get those?
No, I'm good.
I'm not a big chocolate girly.
Me either, really. But these kill me.
You say you're not a big chocolate girly, but you have like Hershey Kisses in your kitchen. You eat M&Ms. You kind of are a chocolate girl.
I think I don't like chocolate cake.
Well, me neither, but that's one chocolate thing in a world of so much chocolate.
Okay.
You good? You're scaring me.
Need to go get the chocolate later. You know that yes.
No, I know. Are you going to tell me? The choke-a-later? Is that what you just said?
So we're all sitting in a photo shoot with Molly.
Okay.
And Bob Racine, like, he is so fabulous. Like, he is literally, truly an icon.
Yes.
And he starts talking about something like, you know, he lives alone and all these things. And he was like, literally, I saw this thing on TV.
Not
like,
scared.
You put it on under your mouth and you pull. Like, if you're choking, like, it will save your life. And I go, I have that.
No, you don't.
And literally, Dom goes, are you serious? And I'm like, he's like, that is such an old lady thing.
It is.
But I know, but like, it what if somebody's genius. At the house choking?
I mean, but like, literally, it's a baby.
I just wonder, in the panic of choking, are you really going to go find that thing?
Yes.
Is it really called a chocolator?
Yes.
And honestly, sometimes I eat peanut butter sandwiches. They do feel like they get stuck. And I mean, I was like, okay, like, I need this. But anyway, I'm going to show it on the next pod because it is a great baked goods to have.
Okay.
And then.
What are you showing on this pod?
I'm going to show this lovely. Wait, do I, here? This is how cute.
That is nice.
And functional. This is a steamer.
Love.
I had like three other steamers.
They're bulky.
That literally were sitting in my, like wherever in my laundry room. And they were always top heavy and like falling over. And they were just not working properly.
Yeah.
This guy is freaking amazing.
Ooh.
It is so much better. I do not know why. And I also feel like the old steamers would leak.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Get water in your clothes.
They do.
This one does not do that. And you just pop this out. This is the little water thing, trough. And it's just it is so tiny.
So tiny. And it folds up.
And then it folds up and you can travel with it.
I was going to say, you could pack that bad boy.
Easily.
How much are we talking for that thing?
I don't think very much. I think it was like $50.
That's not horrible.
I mean, that's not horrible at all.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And it's just so cute.
Adorable.
I don't have my other one in here.
Sorry. You had one job.
I did. Yeah.
Two. You had two jobs.
What
get
else
stoned
did I
and bring the baked goods. All right. Well, what else you got for us?
I just cannot tell you guys. Like, you do you know how long I've hated milk frothers? Because every single one of them, I've ordered so many. Every time they foam, they leak. It starts coming out of the lid, and it is the worst mess you ever have to clean up. Like, it is just horrible to clean.
But having a milk frother does take your coffee to an entirely new level.
I finally sucked it up and just paid for this milk boy. It's by Breville.
Breville.
Has such a hillbilly accent.
How much was that thing?
Do you say Breville?
I don't know.
Breville. Breville? No, Breville. But anyway, when I tell you, like, I use 2% regular milk, I'm still on the regular milk kick. I don't care what anyone says. I like it. And sometimes I'll use 1% and it's not as frothy, but 2% milk in this frothed with my coffee, like, it is a game changer. It is like, it is like steaming hot with so much froth.
It's so big.
It is literal perfection.
$160. That's an investment.
It is worth every penny. every single penny. This, and honestly, I'm so excited for cold weather because I cannot even imagine like doing the milk in here and making hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm shocked you want to let that sit on your counter because it's so big. I hate things on my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I love it so much. I'm happy for it to sit out.
Really?
Because like I literally, when I fall asleep, I mean, I truly love it that much.
Okay.
Because honestly, so my other thing is I use this collagen by this. I should be getting.
Yeah, this should be an ad.
But anyway, I'm going to say it anyway. I said it's called Dose & Co.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even kidding. Like, I literally never believe that stuff. But first of all, I just love how it tastes in coffee.
I never believe that stuff.
I get the caramel, collagen creamer from them. It is so freaking good.
It is
better than Starbucks. My coffee with a little touch of sugar and my Dose & Co. and that freaking frother. It is delicious. And anyway.
Okay.
That's my bacon.
Well, that's great.
I love it so much.
The steamer was $50. It's currently on sale for $37. I don't know how long that'll last. But
okay. Is the steamer not on sale?
It is not.
Okay. Because I'm going to buy another one.
What to put where?
I don't know. I just feel like I should have an extra.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you going down?
I'm going down, but I can't because we got places to go and people to see.
I'm psyched.
Well, you're full of weed, champagne, coffee, chocolate.
I am Jack.
I wonder why.
It's so fun.
It's like, just like, I'm so glad Dom has to put up with you for the rest of the night.
You know what? We did have another idea about like things that you think of when you're hot.
Are you thinking of one? Are you having a moment?
I already did.
Wait. What was it called? The segment? Hi-dias.
Oh, this is Hi-dias. AMT's Hi-dias.
Hi-dias.
I love it so much. Okay. We need a t-shirt that says Hi-dias.
Do we?
It's so funny.
I don't think that needs to be.
I have the best ideas when I'm stoned. And like right now, we're just hanging out, like talking. I think it would be so fun in Topanga Canyon for me to open a weed lounge.
Oh, boy.
Called Records and Reefer. And people just hang out. And you have like kind of like a DJ spinning records, records and
Reefer. Idol only. I get it.
Get it. And so he's spinning records and everybody's just bobbing. And like, because honestly, music is just transformative.
Oh,
like it just, it does. It just transforms you into like the greatest places.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you've already had the Reefer before the record.
Right.
I think it's genius.
I feel like that. Could this place be like indoor, outdoor?
1,000,000%.
I feel like if there was like an outdoor vibe, yeah, that could add to
okay,
that.
We
stitch.
Have a favorite place in Topanga Canyon called Cafe 127. And if that space was available,
I could see that.
I mean, it is so vibey in
can
the
you
canyon.
Also serve alcohol?
Well, I was thinking you have to serve some alcohol too.
Are you?
Yeah, I think you have to. At least beer, right?
Wine.
And wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just think it would be so cool. And then on one night a week, you could have somebody from the area come in and play music.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And I just think it's the funnest thing ever.
Well,
and I don't want to get into the restaurant business, so I would not serve like meals, but I think you could serve like little bites or something like that.
Yeah.
Because if you're smoking weed, you're going to want to eat.
Want some munchies. Yeah, for sure.
So, but I would just really want it to be like finger food munchies.
Yeah. Well, find an investor. Let's make this happen.
Do you like it?
I'd go.
I would go. And honestly,
well, we know you'd go.
Well, remember when we went to one in Barcelona, and it was so fun, but it wasn't a fun atmosphere. Like, it wasn't a cool atmosphere at all. It was actually like,
but people were there.
And there were a ton of people there. But if you have somebody, like, because I feel like it's also very conversational. Like, so I wanted to feel like,
yeah,
like that,
yeah,
like just a cool hangout. And I feel like it just will, like,
I mean, there's hookah bars. Like, why not?
Yeah. And it's legal here. I mean, and Lowell, which is a brand of weed, they had a weed lounge here.
Okay.
It closed down. But which is so weird because it was very much kind of what I'm talking about without the records. But you could smoke weed. They sold it, you know. But it closed down. I don't think there's been others.
Interesting.
But I just think it'd be really cool.
Tisha's idea.
Does anybody... Okay, if anybody wants to invest, it's called Records and Reefer.
Don't steal it.
Don't steal it. I need to get that
really
quick.
You should trademark that now. Yeah.
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 Get on GoDaddy. Seriously.
Yeah.
But
Anyway,
okay. Love that.
Okay, great.
Well, this was fun.
This was so fun.
You know, it's going to be more fun.
What? Dude, do we just need to have a segment called Records and Reefer?
No.
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 That we could talk about my favorite songs?
No.
I love that.
Please.
Let's just keep that to the lounge.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think talking about records are fun.
I don't know.
Remember, like, London, how much I love it?
Oh, yeah. I don't think the Sinners did know
okay.
that.
Okay.
Okay, we'll make them a playlist.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, you need your own playlist.
I do.
Yeah.
It's very 80s.
Oh, God. That song's not. That's London song.
No, that isn't.
You're so nuts. Well, Stoners, things are about to get even more exciting because we are going to have some guests on upcoming episodes.
Yes, we are.
And I really think doing guests on the vodcast and being able to see them and like see the interactions is going to make it like so much more fun.
It will.
So we have some really great guests that we are going to be having on soon. So get ready for that. And also don't forget to keep sending in your DMT questions, your high design questions. And we would love it if you could add in the visual assets. So whether you want to record a video question and like record yourself asking the question, we love that. And then we can put it in the episode so like the other stoners can see each other. If you guys have high design questions and you want to send photos of the space or videos of the space for Tish to see, that would be great.
Why is she so good at this? I'm just sitting here going, who? Like, she is professional.
I'm prepared.
I want
the stoners to have like, all the info.
I mean, she is so good. Why does she not host a show? Besides ours, that only the very cult followers cult stoners listen to.
Hire me. I don't know.
I do not know what people's problem is. She is amazing.
I don't know what to tell you. But I send your
it's
questions.
Because she's interrupting me. Your boobs out.
That's true.
They might be soon though. I don't know.
I'm serious. Please send your questions and your photos and videos to sorrywe'restoned1@gmail.com. You can still call into the voicemail, but if you want to send anything with it, video, photos, gotta email. And then I will be back to deal with this, I guess, next week. I'm cutting you off. You can't have all these things.
Later,
you
stoners.
Gotta pick two of the four.
Bah, she's so mean.
Hey guys, I'm Alana Dunn, and I'm the host of Seeing Other People. As an early Hinge employee, a modern dater, and now a fiance, I know the dating world maybe a little too intimately. I'm here to make you feel less alone in your dating journey, whatever it may look like. Don't have a date for tonight? No problem. Whether you're looking for love or just want to laugh and commiserate with others, tune in to Seeing Other People as we explore the roller coaster that is the ever-evolving world of dating.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.